I just read that guys who ejaculate 21 times a month have a much lower rate of prostate cancer. Imagine that. Who thought jerking off your whole life could be a lifesaver? Now, porn is great, but when I get off, I want the real thing, like camsoda.com. Live girls from all over the world, 24 hours a day. It's like my own private strip club with thousands of girls on camsoda. You want to see what the hype is all about? Go to camsoda.com/erotic to get $20 free with your first purchase. Works great from your phone, too. Someone else in the house sneak into the bathroom. Go to camsoda.com/erotic to get your free $20 today.
I couldn't believe this was happening to me. Just a few minutes ago, I had been wishing with everything I had just to have a big dick inside me. My dreams had come true. That, I guessed, was just the uber-rich lifestyle. Gardner fucked my face for some time, until I finally pulled his long hose out of my mouth for a... and said, "Gardner, you've got to fuck me in my pussy. I really need to get fucked." "Yes, madam," he replied. He moved off of me, then knelt between my legs, holding them wide for a good look at my wide, open, dripping pussy. "Oh, fuck me, Gardner. Please, please," I begged as my body was already burning up in anticipation of having the long hose inside me. My pussy was dripping juice and quite open in readiness to receive the Black Mamba. He stuck a finger in my moist pussy and began fucking me with that. "Oh, Gardner, Gardner, you're driving me crazy," I cried out. "Fuck me," I snapped. Then Gardner flipped me over on my stomach, pushed my face down on the air mattress, and grabbed my butt cheek, using his knees to push mine up and apart. He then grabbed me by the ass cheeks, and with a sure, quick movement, thrust his big man-meat deep into my pussy. "Ay, ay, ay," cried Gardner. "Oh, Gardner, fuck me," I moaned. He fucked me with the strength for which he had been famous in his little Fulani village, the strength which even married women often sought out when their own husband's cock no longer functioned. His thighs slapped against my ample ass. I reached between my legs and fondled his jiggling balls. They were filled with cum juice, I knew. I couldn't wait until it would come spurting out of his dick so that I could slurp down every last drop. I stretched out farther on the air mattress, thrusting my randy butt higher into the air to receive the tremendous dick of my Fulani gardener. He grabbed me by a shank of my hair and pulled my head back, arching my back in the process and making his cock to reach further and deeper into my recesses. I screamed in ecstasy, not minding or caring that the neighbors could hear my cries of pleasure. "Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me," I screamed endlessly as the Malam pounded my pussy for all it was worth. Then he pressed me flat down against the air mattress and fucked me for a while that way. Then he pressed me flat down against the air mattress and fucked me for a while that way, howling like a wild animal. "I've got to suck you some more," I begged, gasping. "I need a taste of your big cock right now." Gardner pulled out his pussy-drenched cock, and I got up on my knees and turned around. Gardner then lay on his back down, his dick sticking straight up like one of the palm trees around the pool. I began sucking away at his cock, up and down, pushing my mouth all the way down to his cum-laden balls, then back again. His prick was glistening like an oiled Black Mamba, shiny and primed to come. I knew he would come any time now from his howls and the contraction of his balls, so I kept sucking. Harder and faster now, and also using my hand to give him a handjob at the same time. My mouth lightly capped his cockhead to catch all the spunk that would soon be spewing. His dick shot cum like a geyser. I tried to take as much as I could in my mouth, but soon it was drooling out of the sides. "Oh, madame," he panted, after blasting cum after cum into my eager mouth. I licked what I could and allowed the rest to slide down my chin, to fall on my hard nipples. Gardner just lay there panting and trying to catch his breath. I slipped back in the pool, satiated for the moment. I wanted a big cock to fill up my aching pussy, and I got one right under my nose. I smiled to myself. My husband could stay as long as he wanted overseas. I have a capable man meet right here.